Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. What's up, mini boneheads? That's people who listen to mini episodes. How do you like your new nickname? It's Monday morning, July 29th, Two Oceans 13, and I'm about to head to LAX to fly to Michigan for the Traverse City Film Festival, where I'll be taping a Doug Loves Movies with very special guest Michael Moore on Wednesday night. Last Wednesday, I did a stand-up show at the Improv in Ontario, California, where a great time was had by all, including the parole officer in the front row who was celebrating his birthday and had no idea he was going to see a stoned comedian. His family dragged him there. I'm not even sure he knew he was going to see a comedian. Graham Elwood played the Leonard Maltin game against audience members at the end of the show, and I'll play the audio from that in a memento. Speaking of memento, Tom Lennon will be back on Doug Loves Movies at UCB on August 6th as the returning Leonard Maltin winner, and along with him will be a first-time guest who has an Academy Award on his mantle. Or next to his toilet. I don't know where he keeps it. Schedule permitting, of course. In the meantime, I'm doing stand-up Saturday, August 3rd at the Pittsburgh Improv and taping a Doug Loves Movies the next day. Both shows are at 4:20. And I've also got shows coming up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and St. Louis, Missouri. All dates, deets, and links are at DougLovesMovies.com. And now, let's go to Ontario, California for some post-stand-up show Leonard Maltin action. Enjoy.
Hey, Ontario Improv, are you ready for some Leonard Maltin game?
Yeah. I got some good prizes in the bag tonight.
Oh, snap.
I've got a comic called The Bulletproof Coffin by Hine and Kane. And I've also got a copy of my CD, Gateway Doug. You probably throw people back in jail just for looking at something like this. You can't look at this while you're on parole. From a parole officer. And another CD of mine called Gateway, Gateway Doug was that one. This one's called Smug Life, and this one, it looks like a rap album, so you can find it in the rap section at Walmart. And somebody gave me this on the road, Graham. Are you going to contribute something, Graham?
Yeah, my CD, Palm Strike Dance Party, I'll give you that.
All right, give a copy of that. And
thank you.
Graham, somebody made up a bunch of cards and gave them to me in Atlanta that explained the Leonard Maltin game in one tiny card. He thinks this encapsulates all of the rules. So I would like you to take it now, and in your best game show host voice, Read the rules of the game, because there's people here that don't know how it works.
Dago, the letter bomb game, is played in the style of Invective, replacing notes and song titles with actors and tune titles. After picking a category, players will read clues from letter bomb's interview, including the number of names listed by letter. Oh, this is long. Players, this is fucking mail files, is like, I'm out of here.
That's my point. It's very complicated. There's a lot of words in that tiny card.
Yeah, the spot small players must bid how many names they need to name that movie. Names are read from the bottom of the lowest bid and purse. After each bid, the next player may bid less names or challenge challenge the bidder to name that movie. If the challenge player correctly names the movie, they receive a point.
This is the guy when you play a board game and everyone just goes, let's just fucking play our fake one and figure it out. He's like, no, I'm
rules of that entire card.
Oh, I also included
a gentleman.
I also included a $10 gift card for iTunes. You can buy special premium episodes of Comedy Film Nerds and Douglas Movies,
or buy whatever you want with it. Get the new Daft Punk album if you like sad robots.
In the event of sad robots, challenge that sad robot, Jesus.
Hey, let's see some name tags so that Graham can pick somebody to play against.
Come on. Name tags.
Oh, nice. George Carlin album cover. That's pretty cool.
I think she's gluten-free and all about Steve. Nice. Training Dave. Like Training Dave. Oh, did you Photoshop your name over or your head over the other guys?
That's
nice. Sweet.
Over Ethan Hawke's? Uh-huh. Yeah, you gotta leave Denzel alone.
Oh my god. A couple with matching test buds.
That might be kind of fun for you to play against a couple. Like they
come on up, best friends. Nice name tags, though. George Carlin, very close. That was good. Gluten free. Nice. You guys should give me gluten free cookies in your pick.
All right, game show host. Interview them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sit right here.
Get over there with him.
Well, do your shirt. Stand with the way your shirts are designed.
Well, notice that the stoner made sure that the graphic is upside down on it.
Greg and Allie's up in smoke. Nice work, stoners.
Yeah, great.
Is that intentional, like how we're stoners, or you fuck that up?
I don't fuck it up.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Greg and Allie to the stage. They actually came here by mistake. Trying to get to Vegas, they got lost.
All right, so where are you guys from?
From Riverside.
San Diego.
Wow.
That's the weirdest carpool.
I'm in Riverside. I'll swing by and pick you up in San Diego. Traffic will not be a problem.
No, it's so easy.
Let's leave 10 days before we need to meet up.
It'll take longer to drive than well to make those shirts. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot be in my game show host voice. Not going to come out of it unless you ask me a new name.
Please.
It's a request right here.
Somebody wants some Bane.
I'm Ontario's
recognized. Ontario's recognized sitting right.
Where did the birthday guy go?
Oh, shit.
That son of a bitch. Where's my comedy go to? Parole master.
He's like,
you can't take the heat. You can't take Melissa McCarthy or Sandra Bullock. All right, kids. What are your names again? Greg and Allie? Okay, Greg and Allie.
When I read those rules, did that help at all? Or were you just like, what? No, of course.
You already know how to play. You know what to do. Pick a category, you guys. Would you like Sausage Fest? And that's movies where Leonard Maltin does not list any women. Doesn't mention any women in the cast. Or would you like OMGYN? And that's movies that have a graphic birth scene. Like you see the baby coming out of the old...
Come on, see the baby coming out of the old baby cave.
You know, Graham, I know you were talking about being single earlier, and maybe it's because we call vaginas baby caves.
How come I can't find a girlfriend with a really sweet baby cave?
I was born in shadows in a baby cave. Let's not chat on ceremony in a baby cave.
Or would you like state your name and occupation? And that's a movie that the title is somebody's name and their occupation. Which one of those would you like to play?
Baby caves.
Yeah!
He gave it a new name. It's called Baby Caves now. Alright, first of all, you guys win no matter what, because we're out of time. That's how I like to run a game show. Just give them the prizes no matter what. But in the category of OMGYN, aka Baby Cave. Don't yell out in the audience if you think you know the answer. This is just up to Allie and Greg and Graham. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2007. He says the movie is about a fast-rising entertainment reporter, and he says that the movie is also available in an unrated version, and several celebrities appear as themselves, and the movie gets lists 12 names. How many names do you guys think you need to name this movie, Greg and Allie? And good idea having your keys on your belt if you smoke a lot of weed.
Flip-flops and a key belt. This is really great.
Just now the new challenge is you always got to remember to wear your pants.
And you got that daily commute between Riverside and San Diego. That's
Riverside, San Diego, Ontario. It's fucking commuter train.
So you guys get an action at 605? Is there a big number at 605? Is that your freeway? No?
How many names, guys?
Zero.
Zero, she says.
Wow!
Yeah. So that pushes Graham into the dreaded negative names category.
Wait, what was that rule card again?
Yeah, you can go -1 if you think you can name the top billed person. -2, top 2 name. Just telling everybody.
I was born in the Grand
Washington. Shit.
What are you going to do? If you think you know what the movie is, you probably know who the top billed people are. If you don't think you know what the movie is, then you just gotta hope they're gonna get it wrong.
There are a couple movies in my head.
Oh, Christ. So that's a hard place to get into negative names from when you don't have it narrowed down to a specific movie.
There's a Hard Knock Life for us.
Bane the Musical?
Bane the Musical.
Baney?
And All That Jazz.
So it's more of a review, like it's
like
6 songs from all the shows.
Yeah. Oklahoma.
You know, this is a stall tactic that's not going to work. What you're doing right now.
Yeah, name that movie.
What's it called? Knocked Up is correct.
I was thinking for a second. It was that Edward Burns, Angelina Jolie movie where he's a...
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Sarajevo.
Yeah. called Welcome to Sarajevo.
It's called Baby Cave in Seattle.
Yeah, it was called
Sleepless in the Baby Cave.
It was called I Put My Space Needle in Your Baby Cave. But what it's called.
Hey, let me at your infant hole. That's another thing he says to women. No wonder he's single.
Congratulations, you guys won.
All that stuff. Come by the table and I'll give you my CD.
Yeah, I'll give you a CD at the table. Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen. And as always, parole officers are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.